Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? One minute you're at work, crushing deadlines, the next you're staring at your phone, scrolling through social media while half-heartedly cooking dinner. Where does it all go? We're bombarded with messages about productivity, hustle culture, and always being on. It feels like there's this constant pressure to achieve, achieve, achieve. But here's the thing. True success isn't just about getting things done, it's about living a fulfilling life. And that means carving out space for what truly matters, our relationships, our hobbies, and yes, even some good old-fashioned relaxation. Today we're diving into something super important. Creating a healthy work-life balance through mindfulness. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your time, reduce stress, and find more joy in both your professional and personal life. Ready to level up? Let's do this. Key takeaway #1. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. First things first, let's ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Work-life balance isn't about achieving some mythical perfect equilibrium where everything is perfectly split 50/50. It's a journey, not a destination. Some days, work will demand more of your time and energy, and that's okay. Other days, you can prioritize personal pursuits. The key is to be mindful of how you're spending your time and make conscious choices that align with your values. Key takeaway #2. Set boundaries, be a rock star. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your time and energy. They protect you from burnout and help you focus on what truly matters. Now, setting boundaries can feel intimidating. It's like saying no to something, which isn't always easy. But trust me, it's a superpower. Maybe that means turning off work notifications after hours, scheduling dedicated time for hobbies, or communicating your availability clearly to colleagues and clients. Key takeaway #3. Embrace the power of no. Ever get that feeling of being pulled in 100 different directions? Like you're saying yes to everything but actually getting nothing done? Remember those boundaries we talked about? Saying no is often the best way to protect your time and energy. It's not selfish, it's self-care. So next time someone asks for something that feels overwhelming or doesn't align with your priorities, remember it's okay to politely decline. Key takeaway #4. Find your mindfulness oasis. We all need a way to recharge and reconnect. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature to practicing meditation, listening to music, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. It's like hitting the reset button on your day. Key takeaway #5. Celebrate small victories. Remember those little moments of joy finishing a project, having a meaningful conversation with a loved one, or simply enjoying a delicious meal. These are the things that truly matter. Make an effort to notice and appreciate them. They're the building blocks of a fulfilling life. Let me tell you about something that happened to me recently. I had this huge deadline looming at work, and I was feeling the pressure. I found myself working late into the night, sacrificing sleep and personal time. Then I realized I was living in autopilot. I decided to take a step back. I turned off notifications after hours, scheduled time for a morning walk, and even picked up that old guitar I'd been neglecting. You know what? It made all the difference. Not only did I feel less stressed, but I actually got more work done. My mind was clearer, and my creativity soared. So remember this. Creating a healthy work-life balance isn't about finding some magic formula. It's about being intentional with your time, setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, and celebrating the little things that bring you joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to create a healthy work-life balance? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people who are looking for guidance and inspiration on their own journeys. Until next time, stay strong, stay mindful, and keep striving for that balanced life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.